Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf, Mem, Ches, 148, as we continue and do the last couple of sections in the 22nd parak of Masechta Shabbos, as we continue heading into the home stretch, the final week in this, the longest Masechta in words in Shas Bavli. Okay, we're talking about the story of Kuf Mem Zayin Mabez, the amazing story of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who came to this certain vacation town, and he got so caught up in the Gashmias, Imshech Basrayu, he forgot his Torah, and he read Achodesh Hazel Achem incorrectly, Acheresh Hayalibam, and the Rabbanan davened for him. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, he has a little fuller version of the story. Here in our Gemara, it doesn't say why he came, a number of details. So if you look in the Medrash Rabbah in Koheles, as we know, the Medrash Rabbah is on the five books of the of the Torah, and on the five Megillas, right? Other Midrashim are on the entire, a later compilation, the Yalkut Shimoni is on the entire Tanakh, and other Midrashim are on specific parts of the Torah, the Sifra on Vayikra, the Sifri on Ben Midvar and Dvarim, the Mechilta on Shmos. So you have all different, but the Medrash Rabbah is on all the parts of the all five parts of the Torah, and on the Megillos. So if you look at the Medrash Rabbah on Koheles, says the Medrash, Chamisha Talmidim Hayu Lo Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. There were five Talmidim. Kozman Shayakayim, Hayayosh and Lafanav. As long as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was alive, so they all sat in front of him, as the Mishnah describes in Pirkei Avos. They all had a different Midah that was a unique to them. Right? A Bor Sidve, Sheinamah Beitipa, and Mayan Hamas Gaber goes through all of the Midos. Kisha Niftar, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Niftar, Halchul Yavne. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai already asked for Tainli Yavne v'chachameha. Then they were all in Yavne. V'halach ha'wazam an arach, eitzel ishto le'imus. Mako ma'im yafim v'navi yafeh. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Arach decided, my wife's somewhere else. I'm going to go to be with my wife, right, to this beautiful place. Himtin lehem she'evo etzlo. And he waited for them to come. He went to this other place while they all went to Yavne, where his wife was. And he said, I hope they follow me. V'lo bo. And they didn't follow him. Right, this is why this is about the Mishnah, about the don't go, don't say, go somewhere and Torah is going to come after me. And then he said, okay, I'm going back to my friends. And his wife didn't let him. No, you're already here. Stay here. Amra lo, she says, hapasvo ha'achbarim midarko leilich etzalmi. When you have mice and you have bread, who goes after who? Right, the mice goes after the bread. The bread doesn't go after the mice. Ha'achbarim etzal hapasvo, hapasvo etzal achbarim. Meaning, and you're the bread. Right? You shouldn't have to follow them. Shamala via. So you stayed, he listened to her. Right? This is the case many times. The wife is mechazek, mechazekes. Here it was the opposite. Shamala v'yashavlo acha shachach tamudo. Right after this, he stayed there until, as the Gemara says, yakar tamude. Achareze bo etzlo achachavim etzlo. Finally, they came and they asked him, Oso pas chitinu pas tsaorim ezem yatov lo'achtov liftan. Which is better, wheat bread or barley bread? Playing off the mushel that the wife gave him. Lifton, even though a lifton was. The chulu. Lefize ishto garma by itzasa shika ishkach tamudo. Lachain pia hechshilo lasos hamushel bepasva achbarim. The chulu v'chulu. And he continues. That was the background. Then shalo so sheila achat sheyavin bas sibas mini asam shelo bolo itzlo l'motora. They go and he gives a mashal about the wheat is the gashmi and ruchani. The Ben Yoyada now continues and explains it. But then he says at the end, why was it nizdami from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it was Parshas Lachodesh? To try to give him the message that even though Yakar Tamude, there could be a hischadshus, there could be, you know, a returning. Nizdami lebetosh shalom Parshas Lachodesh Nisan, shebo nasim nisim li Yisrael, ubo yesh hashavas aveda, midei shana b'shana bebiru nitzotzei hakadusha. Then he gives it to Kabbalah and Gematria, but that is the Ben Yoyada just filling in the version of the story that we have. And related to that, you can't do this Gemara without all the Sicha, all the Bali Musar quote of Chaim Shalevitz. It's in the Sichas Musar in the new volume, not the new volume, but the redone volume from a couple of years ago in Maimer Samach Vav. So the Matechas are extremely Enodoma, the previous and the new volume. So I just use the new one. So he quotes there, he has a mimer about Bein Hazmanim. Bein Hazmanim. He says, what's Bein Hazmanim about? He says, Umikaj, Ish Eza Maila. There is some Maila Bein Hazmanim because we come back refreshed whenever we have a break and we come back stronger than before and we realize what's out there and we are better able to appreciate the setting where we are. Right, so that's on the one hand. But he says there's also a danger. It's also a danger. He says, look, Rav Elazar ben Arach. Rav Elazar ben Arach took a Ben Azmanim, and look what it did to him. Milo yira mehefsek mili matora, ima hefsek heno mazik konora, acha hofech hu et mayan hamiskaber, es leva novea nari nachle Torah. The mayan, the overflowing well, will be turned into lelev even vacheres. Manane anan azuve kir vatram amurim lorak beposeg mili budo elafilu behefsek vazivas chibur chachamim. He was learning there. He just didn't have the chevra. Right? That's what it doesn't say that he stopped learning. He just didn't have the chevra. He says that's the danger. We have to realize that our surroundings play so much of a role on where we are and who we are, and there. And we also said, as we were died yesterday, the Tiferet Yisrael, Havi Golo L'Makam Torah. It doesn't say Havi Golo Lilmot Torah. Havi Golo L'Makam Torah. The Makam itself is so crucial for our spiritual development. So we always have to make sure that we are in the proper settings. Okay, that was a little related to the Chodesh and Acheresh, and we continue. Says the Gemara now. We are up to the two dots. On Kuf Mem Zayin Amabes. Avalom is Gararin. We had earlier, the Mishnah said, that one is not allowed, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, yesterday's daf, we're not allowed to be Misgarer. Right? Lo Mis Amlin, we can't be Mis Amel, which is a type of a strong and aggressive brushing ourselves. Rashi says, L'shafshif Bekoach. But, and also Lo Mis Gararin. Rashi said, again, that was Uvdin Dechol. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Ein Gorin B'Magreres B'Shabbos. One is not allowed to use to rub vigorously with this type of brush on Shabbos. That's Uvdin Dechol. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Em Hayo Raglav Molochlachus Batiru B'Tzawa. What if I have mud on my feet? And I want to get it off. Gorer Kedarko V'Eino Choshesh. Then I'm allowed to scrape normally. That's not Uvdin Dechol. That's mud. You're allowed to remove the mud. Right, and that's obvious that that's okay. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda avdalei imei megararasa dechaspa. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda's mother used to make him a special silver comb in order to use on Shabbos because of uvdin dechol. You don't want to use the same brush that was used during the weeks. Therefore, his mother made him this beautiful silver brush. Right, this is the same idea that Rav Adi Yosef uses in the toothbrush topic. And that is, we know, major discussion about brushing one's teeth on Shabbos. And one has poskim mikatze el katze. On the most extreme, one has Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is the most machmir regarding toothbrushing. One can't even brush their teeth without liquid. Or with just water, Rav Moshe says. Maybe just a dry toothbrush, a little bit here and there. As long as you make sure you don't bleed. But if one does, then a dry toothbrush here and there. But Rav Moshe says, even if one does that, you can't even rinse your toothbrush off afterwards, because it's hachana. So you can't use toothpaste because of mimareach, and you can't use liquid because of schita of the toothbrush, and you can't rinse it afterwards because of hachana. So he's the most machmir. Other poskim, there are some poskim on the other extreme that say, no, toothbrush is just washing Rav Avadya. And Rav Salvechik also, that you could use regular toothpaste because it is the thick toothpaste, because it's not memareach, it gets lost, it's holech le'ibud right away, and, you know, it doesn't really change the form. Bechulu, there are bechulas, and then there are a number of other poskim that are in the middle, that you can use liquid toothpaste. And you don't have to be worried about the, obviously, if your gums always bleed, that's a problem, but as long as one uses liquid, there's no schita here, because it's not, the bristles aren't absorbent, it's just stuck in between. There are a number of heterim. But Rav Avadya, the one thing that Rav Avadya is machmer on is you got to have a separate toothbrush. Because of Uvdin Dechol, because of this Gemara. Because if you use the same brush that you use during the week, then it is a weekday activity. As long as you have a separate brush, so then it would be okay. Again, I want you to ask their local Rav in terms of the what they would paskin regarding brushing one's teeth. We just mentioned a couple of shittas quickly. But Rav Avadya, based on this Gemara about a separate brush, at least has that ha'ara. Okay, Ein Yordin L'Kordima. A person is not allowed to go down to Kordima on Shabbos. What was Kordima? We mentioned it was a type of river. What was the problem with going into this river? Again, this was the time pre the Gzera, that you're not allowed to go into any river to wash, let's say. But you're not allowed to go into this one. Why? Even in the time when it was Mutter, my time, Amishim Pika. What does Pika mean? So Rashi says it means it's very slippery in that river, and you might come to slip, and your begadim will get totally soaked, and you might come to be sochet them. That's Rashi. Asi lidei schita. That's what the issue of Pika is. If you look in the Rif, The Rif says, no, maybe you're going to slip. It's going to be like quicksand. You're going to be in the mud. A lot of people are going to have to come and save you. And it's going to be a tircha maruba. It's going to be all these people are going to have to come and schlep into the water in order to save you. Says the Rif, that's the chash. You don't want to cause that for everybody to have to come. L'mayin nafkamina, says the Shita L'ran, what if somebody goes in naked? Then you don't have Rashi's chash. You're not going to be soaked to anything. There's no clothes that are going to get soaked. Masha'en kein, according to the Rif, you still have the issue. That's nafkamina between the two days. Okay, either way, two different understandings of pika. Ve'ein osin apiktivizin b'shabbos. A person is not allowed to make apiktivizin, a type of medicine to make somebody throw up on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Biyochanan, lo shana el basam. This is only when they're allowed to make themselves vomit out their food with medicine. Avo biyad mutter, just to stick one's hand down one's throat, that's not called medicine. And somebody wants to do that for some reason. Somebody ate something, dangerous. They want to get it out, mutter. Tanya, b'chem yo, omar pachol aser. B'chem, he said, no, you can't even use that during the week. Rishav hefsed ochlin. You already ate. It's nourishing you, and now it's going to get ruined. Right, you're going to take it out, and then it won't nourish you, and it'll be spit out. So one's not allowed to even do that during the week. So Rashi says, "Umitokachu ra'ev v'chozer v'ochel." You're going to get hungry again, right? So therefore, it didn't accomplish anything. So it's a hefset ochel. Again, the Rif says right here, if you're doing it though for health reasons, whatever the case is, not rachmana litzlan, where people have certain eating disorders and they always feel like they have to throw up. We're not talking about that, chas v'shalom. There are people, it's the opposite. They have to go to the doctor to try to figure out a way not to have to do that. But the Rif says, if one is doing it for they're in tremendous pain, something that they ate, and they want to remove it, so then that's not hefsed ochlin. Hefsed gufay adif, as we've already had twice in this mesachta. Bal tashchus du gufay adif. Bal tashchus of a person's body is more important. Umistavra says the Rift. Animili hechad like a tsar. Avalecha de islay tsar. Ukshemeki ochlin shebebitno misrape mutter. V'chein amr bal halachas gedolos b'shem rev tsemach bal palti gon. Right, quoting one of the gaonim. Good. So, we continue. Three lines from the bottom. They ma'atzvin es hakatan. A person is not ma'atzev, getting the bones of the katan back in order. Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Biyochanan, lefufe yenuka b'shabes shaper dami, getting the bones, lefufe, as we've had, be miyashev, the evarim that are not in the proper place, doing that on Shabbos is mutter. The anatran ein ma'atzvin, he says you're not allowed to, ha'asam b'chomre shidra. Demechzi kabona. If parts of the chulios of the spine are not exactly straight, not when a baby is born, Rashi points out. That we said is for sure okay. But later on, and there's no danger right now, so then one should wait. Okay, most of the time, we say, Lomaisa, if something's going on with the spine, that would be dangerous. Therefore, one would be able to act. But if it's a case where one knows there's no sakana, then it would be an issue of mechzi ke bone. Vin machzirin sa shever, one is not allowed to put a broken bone back in place, says the Mishnah. Amr bichana bagdata amr shmuel, we don't hold that way. Halacha machzirin sa shever, we say one is allowed to. Why? The Ritva says here, this is sakana sever. The bone is not in the proper place, then one has to be worried that it might get set in that place, and that would be a problem. And therefore, sakanas eiver is enough to be mechalal for. Rav Bar Chana, ikla v'pumpadisa, one time he came to Pumpadisa, lo al v'pirkei Rav Yehuda. He didn't go to Rav Yehuda shir. Shadre la'ada daile, and Shmuel, I'm sorry, Rav Yehuda, heard that Rabbi Rachana was in town. He wanted to hear what Rabbi Rachana had to say about the topic he was talking about. So he sent his servant to bring him. So he sent Adadaile. Amale zil garbe. So he said, go and bring his beged. Like confiscate it and take away his beged that he'll come. Azal garbe. So he went and took it. Asa, so a reviewer came. I'm sorry, Rabbi Rachana came. Ashachay tukadarish. Emachzir is a shever. So he heard him say over the Mishnah. Emachzir is a shever. Amalei, hachi amar avchaga chana bagdata amar Shmuel. Halacha machzir is a shever. Just the opposite. Halacha is that you are machzir. Amalei, hachana didan, vahashmuel 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 didan, Right, I heard this, and you heard that, and you weren't going to be here. We would never have known this jewel that you were going to tell us. You know, isn't it good that I took your beged? You know, it's I wanted to make sure that you were here in order to share your words of Torah with us. How do you think Rabbi Barchana felt in that story? Should he be upset in that story? Should he be upset? It ended up that everything worked out, got to Latova. But should he be upset? So you always have to remember the Sefer HaChinuch on the Isser of Nekama that we mentioned various times in the past. The Isser of Nekama, where the Sefer HaChinuch says, in life we are all objects and subjects. Objects and subjects. Every person in life has Bechira Chavshus. We all have Bechira to do, you know, what we choose to do. But everything out of our control, we are objects. We are objects. If something happens to me, if I just missed the bus driver had Bechira, went to leave. And I just missed it. But me as an object, I'm going to be upset at him because maybe he saw me and he didn't wait. I'm going to be upset. I'm an object in life. That's out of my control. Everything out of my control, I'm an object. So therefore, says the Chiddush, I'm going to take Nekama. He wronged me. So I want to go be vengeful. Right? So what? But it was supposed to happen to me. Me as an object, you know, it was supposed to happen. As a subject, he's going to get, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to work it out with him upstairs. But as an object, it's out of my control. Again, that's a very, very difficult challenge. I heard from Rabbi Meir Twersky. He said this was what exactly Yosef was saying at the end of Rashi's, where Yosef says, don't worry about it. Kilo michya shalachani aleichem. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in their mind. What, they didn't do anything wrong? Yeah, they saw their brother was fine. They didn't do anything. Of course they did something wrong. As subjects, the brothers would be held accountable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. But Yosef, as an object, says, but I'm not going to get upset at you. It's not me. Meet CD, it was meant to happen. Meet CD, you know what? Well, I'm going to get upset. So again, that's Yosef HaTzadik. That's Yosef HaTzadik. We have to, again, shoot for that level as much as we can. Naturally, we feel wrong. So we want to, you know, take revenge. It's so natural to come up. But we have to do our best to let things slide. All right, the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis, remember the Tanoim that were davening for rain, and one of the Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer, I think it was, went up, and he davened 24 brachas, and nothing happened, and finally Rabbi Akiva, I don't remember, I might be getting the Tanoim wrong, and he went up, and he davened, he said five words, boom, it started pouring. And the Abaskal goes out from Shemayim, because people started being Maranein after the first Tana. And, oh, maybe he's not such a tzaddik, it didn't rain for him, and the Abaskal said, no, yeah, it was Rabbi Eliezer. It was Rabbi Eliezer the first Tana, because it was the second time that Abaskal went out to protect his coven, just like in the Tana Shalach Noi case, about in the Bar Mitzvah. So the Abaskal goes out and says, don't think there's anything wrong with Rabbi Eliezer. He's a great tzaddik. The only reason that for Rabbi Akiva rain came right away was because he's Ma'avir al Midosav. In that area of life, he lets things slide. And if he lets things slide, the Kaddish Baruch Hu will say, okay, I'll let things slide too, and I'll make it rain. So again, that's a tremendous midah, but maybe that was what Rabbi Barchana was feeling. We don't have a response after Rabbi Yehuda says, see, it's good that I took your coat. You don't have a response. Maybe he just accepted it like the Sefer HaChinuch says, as objects and not as subjects. Okay, we continue. Mishanifrika Yado, Bechulu, said the Mishnah, if somebody's arm gets dislocated, when it's allowed to soak it in and massage it in cold, in a cold compress, or wash it normally, and if it gets healed, it gets healed. Mishanifrika Yado, Bechulu, Rav Avya, Havi Yosef, Kameder of Yosef. Rav Avya was sitting in front of Rav Yosef, Shanya Le Yade, and somehow his arm came out. Shanya Le Yade, Amale, Hachi Mai, Aser, Vahachi Mai, Amale Aser. Right, and he says, am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to do that? Maybe this is before Rav Yosef was lost his sight. Right, Aser, he says, all that's Aser. Adahachi, meanwhile, as I was showing him and asking him, Ismach Yadeh, it got better by itself. Got back into place. Amarle, Mighty Boy Lacha. Hotzna, Mishanifrika, Yadu, Aragal, Oli, Tribbetson, Yavo, Rochitz, Kedarko, Vimnesap, and Esrape. What was the question? You see that it says that it's not allowed to do the normal thing, but if it happens to happen, it happened. So Amarle, he said, no, I was asking you because you see the other part of the Mishnah we don't hold like either. Right? You're allowed to return a Shever. So I was asking, maybe we don't hold like this either. So Amar Lei, Kula Bechada Mechita Machtinu. Well, right, did they learn the whole Mishnah in one shovel, literally? Meaning, not every line of the Mishnah goes together. Hecha de Itmar, Itmar. Wherever we have a statement that goes against something that it said in the Mishnah, Itmar, then you could go against what it says in the Mishnah. Hecha de Lo Itmar, Lo Itmar. But if you don't have another statement, you can't assume that just because you reject half the Mishnah from Halacha, so you'd reject the other half. So therefore, just because the first part was rejected doesn't mean the second half. Okay, Hadron Allah Chavis. So we finished this little parak of Chavis, which started back on the Kuf Mem Gimel. Remember, this parak had issues of Schita, and issues of washing, and issues of Mechatech, and Bishol Achar Bishol. Right, all different topics in issues of breaking open packages. Again, Shover Adam, the Grogeris case. Again, a very Lamaisa parak, this parak Chavis. Okay, next parak. Shoal Adam Echaveiro. So we're about to get into a Mishnah. Perek Shoal, second to last Perek in the Masechta. A Mishnah that talks about issues of Mekach Umem Karan Shabbos. We know Rashi tells us in Masechta's Beitza on Daf Lamed Zayin, there are two reasons. The Gemara says there's an Isser of doing business on Shabbos. What's the reason for the Isser of doing business? So Rashi there in Beitza Lamed Zayin quotes two ideas. Either because it is a violation of Mimso Chefzecha V'Dabar Davar, right? It is weekday activities, what we might call uvdin dechol, but Rashi's lashon is lemekach umemchar damu shemotzi. You're not allowed to make any transactions on Shabbos. Lemekach umemchar damu shemotzi me rishu sol rishus hakod hektish, even to be maktish something. Umekach umemchar asur min atorah dechzid mimso chefzecha v'dabar davar. Number one, or number two, Rashi says gzeirah shem yichtov. Right, normally I might come to write something. Whenever a transaction takes place, is usually recorded. Those are the two days in Rashi on Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph in Maseches Beitza. All the Achronim discuss nafkaminas, why Rashi has to give two different reasons there. One of the major issues discussed is Rabbi Kiv Eger. Rabbi Kiv Eger Safek in his Tshuvas Simin Kuf Nun Tes. Rabbi Kiv Eger asks, I think he's writing, he wrote it to his brother. He says, what about if somebody has a, here it is, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, imacha lo chefetz be'erev Shabbos b'mishicha o b'kesef v'yomar tikne lecha lo machar de b'Shabbos nigmar akinyin. What about a maisa kinyin before Shabbos and a chalosa kinyin on Shabbos? That's the shaila. Could you have a chalotza kinyin on Shabbos, right? This is the issue of putting in a bid on eBay before Shabbos and having the chalotza kinyin end on Shabbos. Or, let's say, it's Erev Pesach Shechalias b'Shabbos. What if I do the maisa kinyin with the guy before Shabbos and the chalotza kinyin is going to be on Shabbos? So, do we allow that? That's the question of the Rabbi Kiv Eger. But the Achronim say maybe it's totally on these 2 days in Rashi. If you say it's Mimso Chefzecha V'Dabar Davar, right, it's Damo L'Mekach U'Memkar because it changes Rishuyos, then there should still be Aser, because it's changing Rishuyos on Shabbos. If it's Gzeir Shem Yichtov, you did nothing on Shabbos. Well, were you going to record it on Shabbos? No, you did nothing. The Maisa was before Shabbos. You record it before Shabbos. That's when you're involved in it. V'chein, or B'Kiv Eger asked the other way. What about if I sell something? What if I, in a different case, what if I sell something on Erev Shabbos al Tanai? I sell this to you al Tanai that tomorrow you bring me a piece of challah. So are you allowed to be Mekayim a Tanai on Shabbos, which would Memela make a Kinyan from before Shabbos kick in? That's a little different. It's not just a Chalos a Kinyan on Shabbos, but it means a Kiyam a Tanai. Am I allowed to bring him challah? Because that's a Kiyam a Tanai. That's his other suffix. And these might be two separate questions. He puts them together here in Simen Kuf Nun Tes, but those are his two questions. If you look in the Primosha, is a contemporary Achron, various Sfarim out on Lamdish topics. In his Sefer on Kinyanim, in Simen Nun Ches, he quotes this and other Nafkaminas in terms of these 2 days in Rashi. What about to be Mafkir something? You got to be Mafkir something on Shabbos? The first Rambanim Psachim! Right, Shloshim Yom Levnei Achag. Every time we get the chance, we have to mention it. The first Ramban Pesachim discusses what exactly is Bitul Chametz. Major Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What is Bitul Chametz? Tosfos quotes Bitul Chametz is to be mafkir your chametz. Ask the Ramban. But you're not allowed to do Bitul on. You're allowed to do Bitul on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos. So how does that work? You can't say Bitul as Hefker, says the Ramban. The Ramban clearly holds that you're not allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos. Other Rishonim say you can. So again, that might be tali on the nafkamina. If you say it's tali on gzeira shem yichtov, do people record things that they're mafkir? Generally not. But if it's an issue of just changing rishus, that's dome lemekach umemkar, it's then even by mafkir. Lachara changed rishus. Unless you say hefker is a neder, it's still mined with just a heter for other people to take it, which is a separate lumdish question in hefker based on a Rambam. But either way, that is the pre-Moshe, that's the Rashi. As a hakdama to this perek, one has to know that Rashi in Beitza, Daf Lamed Zayin. Okay, there's more, but let's continue, and then we'll see what there is time for. Says the Mishnah. Shoel Adam Mechaveiro. Let's say I want to borrow something on Shabbos. And we don't want it. Chazal didn't want borrowing and lending to have the same type of weekday flavor as it usually does. So, says the Mishnah, that there were certain limitations. A person is allowed to borrow from their friend, Kadiyayim Kadishemen, wine and oil, Uvashlo Yomerlo Halveni. As long as they didn't use the Lashon of Halveni. You could say Hashileni, but not Halveni. What's the difference? We'll see in the Gemara. V'cheinu ishe michaverta kikaros. And also, a woman could borrow kikaros, borrow loaves from her friend. Right? What's the chiddush between the first one and the second line? So the Ritva says, sometimes women with their loaves are a little more makpedes. But even that's mutter. They might be even more makpid. Says the Ritva, Aval gab de nashim kapdani yosem lagamre, da'ashalasan kalvas anashim damya, bafilu b'hashileini asilu mechtav. It's still mutter. Fine. V'imeno ma'amino. What if I want to borrow something from my friend, but I don't believe he's not such a trustworthy guy, or maybe he just never pays back his loans? So then, maniach taliso etzlo. So you're allowed to basically leave a collateral. You're allowed to take off your shirt, take off your jacket, and leave it by him. V'osimo chesh melachar Shabbos, then work it out after Shabbos. As long as you don't say, you don't verbalize what's happening here. V'chein. Erev Pesach b'Yerushalayim shachal yis b'Shabbos. Also, let's say your Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim that fell out on Shabbos, and lo and behold, you're still not connected to a Korban Pesach. You're running a little late. Right? It's Erev Pesach. Maniach, so what do you want to do? You want somebody to allow you to be part of the Korban Pesach. Let's say everybody's getting together to have a Korban Pesach, and you don't have enough money, you don't want to pay, you can't pay for it today, so what do you do? So again, you're allowed to give a collateral. Maniach taliso etzlo, v'notel es pischo, v'osi mochesh melachar yantif. You're allowed to do that as long as it's Erev Pesach Shkolei Yisbashabes. Efech Hasam Sofer, who in the world is waiting to Erev Pesach Shkolei Yisbashabes? What, you didn't remember that you had to have a Korban Pesach? You have to be nimne before the Korban Pesach? Oh, it was a surprise? What? Oh, it's Erev Pesach. You came to be Ola Regel. What happened here? And also he's bothered. What's the emphasis of, shouldn't it say, V'chein b'Yerushalayim, Erev Pesach Shkolei Yisbashabes? Or Erev Pesach Shkolei Yisbashabes b'Yerushalayim. What's Yerushalayim doing in the middle of the phrase? Erev Pesach b'Yerushalayim Shkolei Yisbashabes. So he says, maybe it's connected to a Rambam. An unknown Rambam, maybe. Well, he knew it. But it's a Rambam. Unbelievable Rambam at the end of Paragimel of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam says Yireli, which always means, this is my Kiddush, says the Rambam. I'm not basing this on any other sources. The Rambam says Yireli, She'ein machlokas hachacham medavar ze ela b'shara chadashim chutz minisan v'tishrei. Obey, when do you have a limit on when Edim can be accepted, and therefore the previous month is Malei Chaser? That's by all other months besides Nisan and Tishrei. But listen to this Rambam. Avalim bo ha'edim b'nisan v'tishrei, kodem chatzi hachodesh. If the edim in Nisan and Tishrei come before Yontif, before Sukkot and before Pesach, mikablin edusan, you accept their edus. We saw the moon. Ve'ein ma'aymen alayim klal, she'ein ma'aymen ala edim she'heidu ala chodesh she'ra'u bizmano k'dei la'abro. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says what's known as being Ma'aber the Chodesh L'mafreya. That's the Rambam. So it could be, says the Chasam Sofer, that must be what happened here. It could be that it's not Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, the Seder is supposed to be Sunday night. That's what it's supposed to be Sunday night. All of a sudden, Shabbos morning, the Edom finally make it from their long journey. They come into Beis Din, and all of a sudden they said they saw the moon v'chulu, and it ends up, Shabbos turns into Erev Pesach. That must be what happened here. According to that Rambam, it's not a surprise. Maybe people were waiting to take care of it after Shabbos. all of a sudden, Erev Pesach, Chol Yis B'Shabbos, he says, that's what happened. He says, the thumbs over, says, Hiksha Lamdin Echad, Allah Shana Mishnah. They asked me. So he says, oh, I think it must be, Laniyas Daiti, Devadi Lo Shchicha, Shlo Yehi Mucha L'Kol Yish Pischom Erev Shabbos, right, except, Mishkachas Lay Alpi Mashkoz of Arambam, So Per Gimel Milchas Kiddush HaChodesh. Look there. That's the Rambam, and that's the Chasam Sofer. Beautiful. Says the Gemara. It's an amazing Rambam. After Yontif, though, he says, if it's already Pesach, if it's already Sukkot, then you can't accept. That's what the Rambam says. Right, that's, then you can't, right, then it's too late. You're not going to change Yontif.
Why does the Mishnah allow you to use the lashon of hashileni not halveni?
There's a difference. What's the difference? Hashileni, you're not going to come to write it down. Why not? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says halveni is usually for a long time. Right? Stam halva shloshim yom. So if you're going to record it to remember it, hashileni can be for shorter. So Hashileni, you're not going to come to write down. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Stam Sheil is also Lamed Yom. What's the difference? So Tosfos says, in the name of the Re, no, the difference is, Hashileni, Sheila means the item is coming back intact. Sheila, you get the Ba'en back. That's why you're not going to come to record it. You get it back. Halveni, it's, right, Milvalot Son, Itna. You're going to get money back. So you're not going to get the same item back, and therefore, is more of a worry that you might come to record it. If you look in the Ritva somehow blends both Rashi and Tosfos' pshat into one. Pirish, he quotes it as Rashi, but it's really both. He says, Mishum de she'ela, kiva de hadra be'ena, ein lozman. It's a combination of both. Since it's not coming back ba'en, so then you're not going to worry about it, and you'll get it back whenever. Even later. Or there's even earlier, later, you're not going to be so focused on it. V'kol she'ein lo zman lo asi l'michtav. Aval stam halva shloshim yom, mishum delo tzah nitna, v'kiva she'ish lo zman, derech lichtav osa mishum shechacha. Interesting, the Ritva, he quotes it from Rashi, but it sounds like it's a little combination of the opinions. Good, we continue. Says in 1 minute, v'hakivan debachol zibnin deboy l'meimar lai halveini. But what do you mean? Since on a weekday, sometimes he says halveini v'amar hashileini v'lo kapiti lavei v'asi lemichtav b'shabadami asi lemichtav. What do you mean? Even during the week, we're not so mocked by the lashonos. Sometimes we say hashileini during the week, and we're going to write it down then. So maybe here too, we should be worried. So amale, he says no. B'shabes kivata hashileini hu tashari le rabbanon halveini lo sharule min karamilsav lo asi lemichtav. No, even though you can use other Lashonas during the week, because Chazal force you to use one specific Lashon during the week, so that is why it is mutter, because that is a hecker. If you look at the Magen Avram here in Siman Shin Zayin says, a lot of this doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, because etzleinu ein haragilus lehikasei bepinkeis rak halvaz mos, v'lo halvaz kelim ba'ochlenu mashkin. Nowadays, when we borrow milk from our neighbor, do we write it down, even during the week? We don't do this. So the Magen Avraham, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes it as well, that Lamaisa, we don't have to, this whole thing doesn't look like Mechel Chomemka, because there's no Gzeirasi Lemichtav here, because it is not in that context of Halva'as Kesef. Again, if there's a certain type of Kli that is more significant, and one would worry about getting it back, and one would record it to remember, then you would be subject to these limitations. Amalei Rava Barav Chanan LaAbaya Michti. 1 second. Michti. Amar Rabbanan Kol Milu Diyantif. Kama Dev Shalashanim Mishaninan. So we're speaking about doing Shinuyim in language, and now we talk about Yantif. On Yantif, we're always supposed to do everything with a Shinui. So Hani Nashi Damalin Chitzvayu Maya. My time alone Mishaninan. These women who fill up their jugs with water at the river, why don't they do it in an unusual way on Yantif? Why don't they do it in an unusual way? To somehow be Mechalim between Yantif and weekday. So Gemara, so he answered, Mishud Olefshar. Well, what are they supposed to do? Heichi le'evdi, demalyin, b'chatzva rabba, should they use, instead of using a big jug, limli, b'chatzva zuta, use a small jugs, ha'kamafshi b'ilucha. They're going to have to make more trips. That's no better. Demalyin, b'chatzva zuta, limli, b'chatzva rabba, if they usually use small ones, use big ones, kamafshi b'masri. Then they're going to have to schlep more. It's going to be heavier. Nifro sudra, remember, do something different by putting a cover, putting a sudar on the top of it, asidei schita. Maybe it's gonna splash around its sides, it's gonna get wet, and I might come to sochet it out. Nechasi benachtama, should I cover it with a lid made out of something harder? Zimnin de mifsik, maybe the rope, the string that's connecting the lid to the barrel will rip. For asidei mikdri, I'm gonna come to tie it.
And therefore, that's also no good. Hilchos lo efshar. There's no other choice. They have to do it in the normal way, because in this context, there's nothing else to do. Yamalei, Rava, Barav, Chana, Labaya, all the same people talking, all Yontif issues, Tanan. Lo Mesafkin, Velo Metapkin, Velo Merakten, Yontif. The Mishnah says, Mesekos Beisa, one is allowed to clap, Metapkin, you know, sometimes Rashi there says it means banking on your leg, other times it means stomping your feet. Velo Merakten, Yontif, you can't dance, all these things. Gzeirish, Shem, Yisakin, Kleshir, says the Mishnah Mesekos Beisa. Right, you can't do all these on Yontif. What do you mean? But we see everybody does it. We see everybody does it, and nobody says a word. In the days of the Talmud, it was still usur, right? Not a word is said. I guess let's just read till the end, and then we'll make comments. Says the Gemara, Ula Taimech, he answers back in 1 minute. Hada Amar Rava. What about this case? Rava said, Lo Leisiv Inish Apuma De Lachaye. People shouldn't sit at the edge of a mavui, on the border with the street. Dilma Migneder Le Chayfetz Vas Lasuye. Right, we're going to have this Bez Hashem next week. Mesechas Erevin, the first Mishnah. Why a person shouldn't sit at the edge of an alleyway next to the street, because maybe somebody's going to roll out. You're going to go get it and bring it in from the street. People don't listen to that. They sit at the edge. Right, so you're asking me about case one. People don't listen to what about this case? Ella, Hanach Yisrael. What could you do? Mutav Shishogin Valyim Azidin. I can't make such a big deal about it because they're, Mutav, let them think that they're not doing anything wrong. Savar Minei, and he thought to think, Hadimili Bidarabanon, Ava Bidaraisalo. He thought this was only, we're talking here about two Durabanon contexts. Clapping and singing and dancing and also sitting at the edge. Both of those are Isurei Durabanon. And maybe only by Durabanons you don't say something. Vilohi, but the real issue is, the issue of Mutav Shishogin applies even by Daraisas. Lo Shabbat Darabanon, Lo Shabbat Daraisa, Tatosefes Yom Kippur Daraisa. Adding on to Yom Kippur's Daraisa. The Kachazinen Lehuta Ka'achli Vishazi Ashatechshach. And you see, the Gemara Beis says, the women that eat all the way until the edge, until the last minute. I wonder if they do Tosefes Yom Kippurim, which is a Daraisa. Valarmina Lavlomidi. So you see from there, it's even if it is Daraisa, we apply the principle of Mutav Shishogin. The Ran in Mesechas Yuma says, but if it's Mefurash Bikra, you gotta say something. Even if it's Daraisa, you apply the principle of Mutav Shishogin, unless it's Mefurash Bikra. If it's Mefurash Bikra, you have to say something. And then you have the next step of, but what if you know they're Vade not gonna listen? What if you know that? So we have this back earlier in the Masechta, back on Daf Nunhei. We discussed Tosfas there. Tosfas says, you gotta at least try. You gotta at least try. If you know Vadai they're not gonna listen, okay, Mutav Shishogin. If there's a chance that they might listen, you gotta say something. That was the top Tosfos on Daf Nun Hey Amin Aleph. But that is a crucial discussion of Tochacha. Right? Why would you think that if it's Mefurash Bikra, you have to say something even there if they're Vadai not gonna listen? So we discussed this back in the Mitzvah Shir, in the Mitzvah of Tochacha, that sometimes Tochacha is not only about the recipient, but it's about the person giving Tochacha. Sometimes we have to ourselves protect ourselves and give the tochacha, not to embarrass Chas v'Shalom, and give it in a beautiful way that we mentioned last week in the Parsha Shir. Tochacha is from the word toch. We have to say, give tochacha in a way that it's going to get to the inside of the person. Right? If we just scream and say something in a brazen way, it's not going to get in. It's not going to get to the toch. Tochacha is from the word toch. Right? And also we mentioned lahochiach, to prove to them that they are great and they're amazing. Either way, it's a difficult balance to always know tochacha versus mutav shiyehei shogegin. But again, it's a crucial point. The Torah Tmima has I mentioned this in Yom Kippur context. Right, the Gemara says that the women ate on Yom Kippur all the way until the end. Usually women are more zahir in halacha than men are, as a general rule. in halachas where they know about. I'm simplifying. But ask the Torah Tamima, how could these women not keep the halacha? So he said, this is a raya. We know the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah daraisa. Major machlokas achronim, whether women are included in that. Is this a zman grama or not? So he says, it's got to be that they're chayavos. If they wouldn't be chayavos, it must be they're so chayavos, therefore they're mechaviv the mitzvah. And that's why we can't stop them, because they're doing the mitzvah. That's the Torah Tamima in Parshas Emor. Explaining this, he says, "Plia gedola." How can they not stop? It must be chaviv alein mitzvah zu umosifos b'ashetachshach. They want to get more zchuyos before Yom Kippur, and therefore they don't stop eating. Good. The Mishnah, though, That was quoted here is also an important discussion about clapping and singing and dancing. There is an important Tosfos, a mysterious Tosfos. Tosfos there in Beitza on Daf Lamed, where this Mishnah is quoted. Tosfos there says, well, Bizman Azeh, we don't fix instruments anyway, so it's all mutter. That's Tosfos. Dafka Lididon. Only to them it's aser. Miul ledidon shari the dafka biyemeyan shari bekiyin lasos klei shir shayach lemigzar. Aval ledidon eino na bekiyin lasos klei shir velo shayach lemigzar. That's the famous Tosfos based on the Flamina. But all of that nowadays you're allowed to clap, you're allowed to dance, you're allowed to do everything. Ask the Velt. What about the principle of even if a reason doesn't apply anymore, the gzeirah still applies, right? By many gzeirahs. We just because, but Tosfos is coming up with a chiddush here. Tosfos says, he doesn't say it here, but it's basically comparable to what Tosfos says earlier in the Masechta by Mayim Gluyim. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say Mayim Gluyim is mutter, even though the Vilna Gaon is very machped about it still today? The Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter because there are no snakes depositing, you know, venom in open water today. So that's why it's mutter. So Tosfos says the same thing by Shemi Yisakein. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva. Say other Achronim. We can't even understand the first one. Right, he's being Mosif? What's Tosfos talking about? Tosfos must have had a misora of understanding that this was built in. This was built in that, you know, if the reason doesn't apply. We mentioned in the past from the Rav Shattah likes to quote the Koheles Yaakov. Whenever there's a gzera, the reason is built in if there's counter pressure. If it's being mevatel a mitzvah, then there's counter pressure. Meaning if they were gozer, like Birchas Kohanim. Right, a Kohen can't duchen if he has movement on his hands. But the Beis Yosef says, but nowadays, because the Kohanim cover their hands with a talus, so then they're allowed to duchen. So, what do you mean? There's a gzeira. The answer is, this gzeira is being mevatel the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. So it must be that reason is built in, and once the reason is batel, then the gzeira is batel too. So it must be here. The Kohen Tachat, I don't think, gives this example, but it must be here too. This is being mevatel simchas yantif. I want to sing and dance and clap. So maybe that's why Tosfos says what he says. But again, if it was just a Tosfos, that's one thing. The Rama quotes it. The Rama is make like Tosfos in Simin Shin Lama Tess. And Rav Moshe quotes it as well in if you want to look it up, Beis Kuf. He says, Baal Nefesh Yachmir. That's why some people clap in an unusual way on the back of their hands. The Minchas Arazer, the Munkacher, has a tshuva about this too. His tshuva is really about organs, right? The 1800s, the Reform movement. They started having music in the shul, and he talks about how terrible it is. And then he says, and even the Ramban, even Tosfos, he says, that's only allowed for somebody who is so bo'er. He's on fire. He's on fire with Simchas Yantav. He can't stop himself. So he's able to go and dance and sing. He says, but if somebody is not like that, so he says, I would be very hesitant, but Tosfos says it, the Rama says it. So that's what that's a big discussion in the poskim. Okay, we continue. Got a lot to talk about here, but we touched on a few of the issues. Weiter. V'chein isha michaverta kikaros. Also the Mishnah says, a woman can borrow kikaros from her friend. Yoredeya kuf samach beis. Says the Gemara, b'Shabbos hu da'asur, avo b'chol shaper dami. What only on Shabbos it is asur. But on a weekday, a woman would be able to borrow breads. Lema masisa deloke Hillel. Is the Mishnah against Hillel? Why? What does Hillel say? Ditznan v'chein haya Hillel Omer. The Mishnah in Ezeo Nashach b'Metzia. Right? All about ribbis. That's the parak of ribbis. Hillel Omer, lo tava isha kika lechaverta shetiasena damim. Right? This is called sa'ah b'sa'ah. If I borrow, the Gemara seems to say that you're not allowed to borrow, let's say, a dozen eggs. Borrow a dozen eggs from my neighbor because they're going to give me a dozen eggs back next week, but maybe the price of eggs will have gone up. Isn't that avak ribbis? I'm going to borrow some milk, and when I pay it back, sa'ah b'sa'ah. That means a sa'ah flour for a sa'ah flour. You can't do that unless you oppose a damim. Unless you determine beforehand how much it's worth, and if it goes up, you'll make sure not to take that. Achat said a damim. So Hillel says, you're not allowed to do that. Shema yukru chitin. Maybe wheat will go up. V'nimse'u ba'os li de ribis. It's not going to be ribis daraisa, because it wasn't like a loan that was arranged beforehand, but it could be avak ribis. Ribis darabanan. So our Mishnah seems to be against that, because our Mishnah says only on Shabbos is this usher, because of masu matan. But on weekday, it'll be mutter. So the Gemara answers, no, afilu tema Hillel. It could even be Hillel Y. Habasra de kaitz dameha. Habasra dol kaitz dameha. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about a case where the price is known and fixed and never changes. And if that's the case, then there's no worry. But in a chinami, if it wouldn't be that type of circumstance, so then one would be have to be worried about ribbis. The Rishonim here point out that the Rabbanon there in Bava Tzion Hei argue with Hillel. And they say that Shchenim, little things like this, people are implicitly mochel automatically, and therefore one doesn't have to worry. If you look in Yeridaya, in Kuf Samach Beis, the Shulchan Aruch starts off, Otzer lelavo sa'ah b'sa'ah, afilo lo katzav lazman lepiron, v'chein kol davar, chutz v'yomavei kesef ayotze. The only thing you can be sure you're going to get the same thing back is money. Right, that's it. But everything else, if it's an asset, if it's a commodity, you can't do commodity for commodity. Because maybe it's going to be worth more, and therefore that's going to be avak ribis. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. But then, says the Ramah, later on in that Sif, later on in Sif Aleph, Yesh Misha Kasav, Yesh Misha Omer, Demutr Lolabos Kikar Lechem Bekikar Lechem, Kemarbeah Shal Kesef. Says the Ramah, that's the Minhag Olam. Neighborly borrowings of food, we generally assume is not ribbis, right? You do this, you do that. What if it's clear? What if I go and the postman discusses this? What if I go to my neighbor and I need to borrow some eggs? They give me 9 eggs. Right, they give me a box of eggs, it's missing 3, they give me 9 eggs. So when I go to the store the following week, you know what, I buy a dozen eggs, and I give them back a dozen. So is that ribbis? Right, because that's clearly, well, that's not the same for a same, and oh, we're not machmir. Or is that also included in this Ramah? People aren't machmir, they give you back a little more, I borrow a half a bottle of ketchup, I give you back a whole ketchup. This is a big discussion, Mezah Shem, that we'll have to have in a couple of years. Okay, says the Gemara. We can have it today too, but we're going to continue now. If you don't believe the person, then you could drop off and give a security. Itmar halvas yantif. What if somebody lent on did a halva on yantif? Right, you weren't supposed to. Rav Yosef Amar lo nina litava. He cannot come to court. Bezdin will not get involved in that halva. V'rabba amar nina litava. Rav Yosef Amar lo nina litava. Why? The amar nina litava asil mechtav. If he knows he's going to be able to go to court, so then he might come to write it down. So Mamela, we say, it's not collectible accord, so Mamela, he's not going to come to write it down. Rabba Amar Nitna Litava. Rabba says, no, it is Nitna Litava in court. The Amar Lo Nitna, if you say he won't be able to collect it in court, Lo Yoivle V'asi Limnuya Misimchas Yantif. Right, that'll be worse. He won't lend in the first place, and that will be a Mania Simchas Yantif. Tanan, it may no Mamina Mania Taliso, it's low. Our Mishnah says, if you don't believe him, you can leave your security, leave your talis. E Amar Bishma Lo Nitna Litava. If you say that some halva on yantif is not collectible, mishamachim aneich talisu aslov, osi mochez malachar Shabbos. That's why he's so nervous and he leaves this security. Ela'i amrit nitna litava, but if you say it's collectible, amai maneich talisu aslov. What does he have to leave this for? Litein lei velisve. Let him just lend him whatever, the object, and then be tovayim after Shabbos. Gemara said, no, amar lo bi'ina, the lake of bedina v'dayina. I don't want to have to schlep to court. I don't want to have to go through the process and the lawyer fees and the chulu. So a person might be interested in the security instead. The Mishnah says in Maseches Shvius, if somebody shechs a cow, the chilka b'Rosh Hashanah, and let's say 5 people went to buy a cow, and one person is shechting, and they're divvying it up on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah after Shemitah. After Shemitah. Im haya chodesh me'ubar. And what's the halacha? We know there's a kind of Shemitah's ksafim. By Shemitah, you don't have to repay the loans. Shemitah's mishamit, we paskin basof. The end of Shemitah is when you have to write the prizbals. Shemitah's mishamit basof. So what happens if it's Rosh Hashanah? And then all of a sudden, im haya chodesh me'ubar. If the previous Elul was me'ubar. So really, you're standing on the last day of Elul, mishamit. Then you're going to give the money and they don't have to pay you back. They're going to give the animal. They don't have to pay you back. V'yamav ena mishamit. But if not, so then this is really the first day of the year after Shemitah, and they have to pay you back, because it's post-Shemitah. It says, that's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, V'i lo nitna litava, and if it's not collectible in court, so my mishamet. So what do you mean it's going to be mishamet? Now Rashi says, it's shmuta va'omedes. Right, if you can't collect it in court, doesn't that mean that it basically disappears, it's not a loan? So the Gemara says, why? No. Shiny hasam, di'igloi milsa d'cholhu. No, first of all, you know, it came out that the first day was weekday, so it wasn't a halva'as yantif. because of the Iber HaChodesh. That's why it's not a problem there. So Tashma Misefo. No, I meant the question from the second half of the Mishnah. Imlav Eino Mashamet. If they're not Ma'aber, and therefore this day ends up being Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the next year, Eino Mashamet. So it's not Mashamet. It's still collectible. Iyam Rabishwa Nitna Litava Haina Duktan Eino Mashamet. If it's collectible, that's why it's Eino Mashamet. Ala Iyam Lo Nitna Litava. But if you say it's not collectible in court, so Amai Eino Mashamet. If it's not collectible in court, so, what does it mean? Why do we say Eino Mashamet? Doesn't it disappear if it's not collectible in court? The Gemara says, no. Diyav Leshakel. It just means if you can't collect it in court, but if he pays it, he takes it. The loan still exists. There's a chov to pay, even though it's not collectible. Says the Gemara, what? Mechla deresha yav leloshakel. What do you mean? In the resha case where it is Mashamet, that he shouldn't take it? What if somebody comes and wants to pay up a loan that was already Mishumat? Eventually, you can accept it. So Gemara says, "Reishit tzorach lemeimer le'mishametani seifal tzorach lemeimer le'mishametani." That's the difference in the Reisha, in the first part of the Mishnah. That's a case where the loan was mishumat by shmita. So in that case, you have to say, the Torah got rid of it. Only if he says, no, I still want to pay, then you're allowed to collect it. Kid is not. Like the Mishnah says, also, they are in Shemitah. Hamach zechob b'shviyitz, if somebody returns a chob, even though they didn't have to. Yo marlo, mishamitani. You, the malve has a chiyuv to say, mishamit. It's not collectible. V'im amarlo afal pikein yekabel mimenu. But if he said, no, please, I want to pay you, then you're allowed to accept it. Mishub shenemar v'zeh devar ha-shemitah. Devar, you have to say, just say it, dibur. So that is... gets out of the problem, so we ask the question about nitzna or lo nitzna litava from the Mishnah in Shvius, and we answer the problems. Lamai says a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef, whether it's collectible in court, a halvaz yantif. Rav Avya shakel mashkona. Rav Avya used to take a mashkon whenever he had some type of halvaz yantif. Rav Bar Ula ma'arim iarume. Right, he was ma'arim, meaning after yantif he went and took something. He didn't do it on yantif, but after yantif he somehow got an item from his neighbor. And the Ritva says, Maisa b'chol yom. That's what we do. Maisa b'chol yom, we do this harama. Interesting that the Ritva says this. Maisa b'chol yom. Umikan ra'il mashanu donim b'chol yom came. Im chaver chayev davar, ubashum chayfet shalo liyado. If Reuven owes Shimon something, and somehow Shimon got something of Reuven's, he holds on to it. He holds on to it through some type of harama. He got it. He holds on to it until Reuven pays him back. That's what we do. And that is okay. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem by the two dots. We will continue, Beth Hashem, in Parak Shoel in the coming days as we discuss more issues of Masa Umata. Okay, Parashat was given last night. And everybody should have a good day.